Hey, y'all. Oz here. Let's talk some soccer, man. So, some of you know, the Salinas Underground podcast originally came about from when I was doing a soccer blog about 3 years ago now. I was just writing. I'm a season ticket holder for the San Jose Earthquakes, so I'm there at every home game, every away game. I'm on the TV watching them. I'm from Salinas. You know, Salinas is such a great, awesome soccer town that it was like, man, there's so many stories to tell. Unfortunately, they're not being told at the moment. So I started a soccer blog at salinassoccer.com called the blog Quakes and Lechuga, and just, you know, started writing about Salinas soccer, San Jose Earthquakes, MLS, anything, you know, anything I can get my hands on. I don't know. Some people like it. Some people don't. I'm assuming if you're listening to this, you're either my friend or you actually enjoy soccer. Either way, this is a soccer podcast going back to my roots. We started Salinas Underground podcast, and that morphed into its own beast, and you know, and but then 2015 or I think late 2014, I got the opportunity to write and cover the Earthquakes for a website called Last Word on Soccer, and I just want to give those guys a shout out. Great people. I loved work my time there, and it was awesome. And it's what really got me thinking, like, hey man, I enjoy talking about sports. It's something I like talking about, and I have an opinion, and now there's ways to put it out there. You know, and so I kept, you know, after 2 years of doing Salinas Underground podcast, it's like, you know, the soccer just kept pulling me back. And I want to come back. I want to talk about it. I want to, you know, let people know what I see, what's going on. And I want to get more people in this community. I mean, cause soccer is growing. Being from Salinas, it's weird because soccer is just so ingrained in our culture here. But a lot of other places around the country, it's still growing. It still gets made fun of on all the, you know, the traditional sports shows and all that, but it's definitely improved. The MLS is celebrating its 20th year this year. It's a 20-year-old league now with 20 teams, with, you know, four more coming online here in the next couple. Well, we got two in the next year. Yeah, Atlanta and Los Angeles coming on, and this is the second team for Los Angeles. And so, yeah, so I want to, you know, as much as I can get people to fall in love with this game like I did, the better. You know, it's such a great sport. Anybody can play competitively at any age, and it's awesome. And we just happen to be in a hotbed of soccer here, not only in Salinas, but in the rest of the Bay Area and NorCal in general. But yeah, so anyway, this podcast is going to be heavily, heavily San Jose Earthquakes related. I'm there every week. Any bit of information, which is not very much, I try to consume about the team. But, you know, been following them since way back then. I'm old enough to where I can remember the 1996, and that makes me kind of sad now that I say it out loud. But anyway, when the team moved to Houston, it really ripped my heart out, and I was kind of like, ah, dude, you know, the one pro soccer, you know, outlet that we had was pulled away, and it, you know, I was like, I don't know, European soccer, you know, South American soccer and all that is very, very exciting and very, very competitive, but games on the other side of the world. I mean, I get up at, you know, up at 4 a.m. to watch Manchester City play, and it's just like, man, no, I want to be there. I want to experience it live. And so when they took the Earthquakes away in 2008, it just, I gave up hope. I lost hope a bit on American soccer, and it was just like, ah, man, the league might be growing, but they took our team, you know. This is, and it was one of the original teams that had already won two championships, that happened to win two more championships with pretty much the exact same team, just in Texas. Anyway, you know, but eventually I came back. The Earthquakes came back, and I couldn't stay away. Couldn't stay away. Got season tickets there for the last couple years at Buckshaw, which was cool. I mean, it was exciting. Buckshaw's, it's interesting. It's 10,000 people in a it was a professional soccer arena, but it, in no way was it designed for that. But it was the atmosphere. It's one of those where you just have to be there. You just have to be there to understand it and to know what it was. You just can't recreate that anymore. It's just not going to happen. It felt like home when you were there, but everything you could feel, you felt like you were at a university campus. So when Avaya came about, wow, you know, again, I want to say, yeah, that probably was the biggest reason I got season tickets. 2 years, because there was a delay. So in 2012, 2013, around that time, I'd say 2012, they announced that the Earthquakes finally had land and they were going to build a stadium. And I was like, wow, I've always wanted to be a season ticket holder for anything, whatever it may be. But I mean, Giants, 162 games, you know, that's, you know, ridiculous. The 49ers, that's probably even more expensive. So it always seemed like a season ticket would be out of reach for me. So when I saw there was going to be a new stadium, I said, wow, I want to get in before. I want to get season tickets before this new stadium comes in, because this is, the renderings looked beautiful. It was looking awesome. So I don't want to have to pay, you know, or get priced out of my season tickets again. So 2013 was my first year. I you know, called them, got some tickets. So I was there 2013, 2014 at Buckshaw. And yeah, again, you're never going to recreate that atmosphere, and I can't describe it. I could try, but it's one of those that it won't be the same. You need to feel it. But Avaya is beautiful. I won't go as far as I call AT&T Park a cathedral of baseball, just because very little that I can complain about AT&T Park, but Avaya is right up there. And full disclosure, I mean, I'm not a stadium traveler. You know, I don't have very many stadiums under my belt, but just the environment, again, the environment at Avaya, they were able to recreate a portion of what Buckshaw was. But it's definitely not the same. It's definitely not the same. I like it. I like it. I have no complaints. The bar is the most controversial thing. I'm definitely will be getting into the bar a lot. Some people love it. Some people hate it. I happen to be one of the ones that love it. Being a season ticket holder, that's what the front office kept pushing and kept pushing. They kept saying, oh, the bar is a big deal. It became a joke on the internet. But once they opened the stadium, it was like, wow, okay, this is what you were doing. This is what you were going for. I like this. You know, this is great. I'll definitely, I don't want to, you know, this is only the beginning episode. I don't want to crowd it. You know, I'm going to have plenty of time to talk about everything I want to talk about. Just want to give a quick introduction, you know, to who I am and why I'm doing this. I love soccer. I love MLS and I love the Earthquakes, and hopefully I can get some people to love it as much as I do as well. So that's enough of an intro there. Almost 10 minutes there. So let's get into the actual, because we're right in the middle of the season. You see, that's how you know my planning style. We're in what? We're about to go into game 9 here. And I'm in episode 1. Yeah, great. But that's not the point. It took a while to get this mic stand fixed. So yeah, so last game was April 24th against Sporting Kansas City, who's, let me pull these standings up. I'm pretty sure they're doing pretty well. They're usually one of the better teams. And oh yeah, right below the Earthquakes. Beautiful. Yeah, Sporting Kansas City. This is a 1-0 game. One of those games that is not going to win a lot of fans over. Not going to get a lot of basketball fans jumping on MLS bandwagon with a game like on Saturdays or Sundays. Again, a penalty from Wondolowski. Oh, dude, this guy is still. We got to figure out how did Wondolowski. It's only been with the last 5 or 6 years that he's been one of the most prolific. He's been in the league like, what, 8-9 years now. And all of a sudden, he just, 1 year, he just turns it on, you know, 2012 or something. And the guy can't not score. He's one of the greatest scorers now in the history of MLS. I don't know what, you know, it's, I don't know. It's interesting. You know, you go to the games all the time, and yeah, sure, you know, it's Wando. Wando, you know, being a Quakes fan, like that's our guy. That's just, you know, you don't really think about him as being one of the greatest ever. But then you kind of sit back and you look at the stats, and you're like, man, this guy's one of the best offensive producers in the history of MLS. Again, granted, it's only 20 years, but. He's amazing. He's one of those that I'm glad I got to see play live. I mean, he's, you know, 33 now. He's a forward, so I mean, you know, those forwards, really, those legs go out pretty quick. But I'm glad that for the last 4 years now, I've seen him play dozens of times live. You know, he's a great guy. You know, that's another thing is he's just a good dude, you know. Like, you know, after all these years, you don't know him personally, but you just see him around all the time. From March to October, you're just glued to this team. So and he's just a good dude, you know, on and off the pitch. Well, actually, on the pitch, dude's kind of loud. On the pitch, man, he's one of the fiercest competitors. A great leader. I mean, I think that's why everybody rallies around him so much. Is he is not afraid to take that yellow if he feels that you know the ref is not you know watching correctly, and sometimes that's a drawback. But either way, he's our guy. He was the one that scored the goal. That's his 7th goal on the season now. So that's 7 goals in 8 games. Once again, leading the league, and also puts him at 4th all time in MLS history. He has 116 career goals. He's got quite a way to go now for third. I mean, once he gets up there if he can get up to the 130s, that's the top of the top. You know, you got Landon Donovan, of course, up there. But yeah, he's at 116. He's got no signs of slowing down. I mean, I don't know if it'll be another 2012. You know, I don't know if he'll put in, you know, over 24 goals, but yeah, but it's looking good. And the positive here, what I'm liking, let me pull up the stats for the San Jose Earthquakes as well, is that it's not only Wando scoring. Yeah, sure, he has 7 goals, but there's been contributions from the whole team. Let me pull up these stats real quick for the San Jose Earthquakes, but I don't know if any other person has multiple goals. But it's nice to see the team scoring with other than Wando. Quincy's goal. If you didn't know, yeah, okay, there is no other multiple goal scorer. It is all Wando. But 4 other people have scored. Oh, man. That's always, again, it is only 8 games into the season. You don't want to look into stats too much. Things change. I mean, the team's doing well. But But yeah, but Chris Wondolowski is one of the greatest players to play. I'm glad I got to see him play. The record at Avaya now, 11-3-6. 11-3-6 at Avaya. The fortress continues. And I know if you look at stats throughout the MLS, that's usually the trend. Home field advantage is really, really, really powerful, I guess you can say, in MLS. It really matters. But it's nice to see to see them do so well at home. Reminds you of old Buckshaw. At Buckshaw, they never seemed to lose there. It was amazing. That environment was cool. That environment, you could still get it. You could get right up on the pitch. Thinking of how popular the bar is. Going back to this bar, I'm telling you, this bar is going to be a topic every week. A topic every single week. It's so popular that they put tables there now. You can get tickets. There's separate tickets. They separated this space at the front of the bar for tables. I mean, okay, cool. A little bit more ticket revenue, but man, it was that environment. I hope it just compresses the environment and makes it that much rowdier and that much more fun. But I don't know. I'm questioning that move right there from the front office. It looks nice. I mean, I like the deal. I think it's like $100 or $200 or something, and you get four seats and food and drink. I don't know. I saw the renderings and it was kind of upsetting. And I was like, man, okay, whatever. Eventually, even when they close it over, though, the plan was to keep the bar anyway. I don't know. Anyway, keep that area for standing fans is what I say. So next week, the next game coming up is the playing Philadelphia Union, which is, I mean, I don't know. Again, one of those that they may have one of the best goal songs or one of the worst, depending on what you think. I just think it's hilarious. But let's check where they. Oh wow, they're second in the East, and they. I was watching. I forgot who they were playing. DC United or something. I was watching them, and they are crafty. They are a very, very crafty team. It was early in the season, so the goals weren't going in, but it was scary how they were putting things together that early in the season. The finishing, again, the schedules are weird. I don't know, MLS starts at a weird time, so it takes a while for people to find their target. This team was in rhythm with the back heel passes, and just they could just sense each other on the pitch, and it was kind of intimidating. They ended up tying the game, which they should have lost, but they looked scary. And let's see, what's their goal? The goal differential of 3, 10 goals and 7 given up, and of course 3-0 at home. That's just so. I don't think that's an MLS thing. That's pretty common a lot of places. So, I don't know. That's kind of tough. 3-0 at home while the Quakes are 0-2-1 away. All right. So are you betting people? It's 1 o'clock. And it's 1 o'clock. And it's a 1 o'clock game, which puts them like at 9 o'clock. Oh, man, that's going to be tough. Why would they do a 1 o'clock game when they're coming from the West Coast? That's not cool. Anyway, the game's going to be on CSN Plus against Saturday, April 30th. Man, that's going to be. I have hope. It's been a good year. But anyway, I wanted to get this show on the road. I've been thinking about it for weeks, and I said, you know what, the only way I'm going to do it is to actually record. So expect an intro and more concise reporting. I don't want to call it reporting, that sounds lame, but yeah, I'll stay on topic next time. Thanks for listening to the first episode, and hope you enjoy the rest coming up. Thank you all.